Thank you. Is that? I have some follow-ups.
Oh, good.
First of all, April 23rd, I'm hoping that we're going to also see you on April 24th, 25th, 26th, because I just looked up, it was a Monday, so maybe we'll be on all week, maybe you won't.
Once again, I'm...
We can't say anything, I know.
I'm muzzled. Yeah.
What time of day do you film, does Jeopardy film, or do they do multiple...
They do five a day.
Okay. Starting at, like, what, the afternoon, or...
No, like 7 in the morning, and then you go...
Oh, really?
Like 3 at night. I mean, 3...
in the afternoon.
No, actually, 7. I guess from 7, I mean...
Okay, 7 to 7.
And you just stay on if you just make it to the next.
Yeah, I mean, it's they do five a day, a week a day.
Really early.
Gosh, that'd be a great job.
I don't know if I'd want to do trivia that early in the morning.
You just stayed up all night. No one knew.
I slept. I can't do that anymore.
You know? I know. I need to be fresh for Jeopardy.
Yeah.
I had another question. ESA, did you ever have Cabell Tutwiler as a teacher?
Cabell's a dear friend of mine.
Is he?
Yes.
I love Cabell. I've never got to go camping with him, but my wife works at ESA and does the outing club stuff.
Who's your wife?
Jody Wilger. She's only been there for a few years.
My brother is the head of the board at ESA.
Oh, really?
Jerome Morrow. I don't know.
Okay. No, we just had a big meeting last Sunday at the lower school for their accreditation, so I got to meet a bunch of people.
Yeah, my nephews and niece are, well...
What a great school. I saw Scott Jordan right after that. It must have been. That's a big thing, going through accreditation.
And then Bill Smith.
I know Bill.
You know, Bill. I mean, Bill's my brother, man. I mean, I love him. I mean, he and I are dear friends.
Yeah. Well, he's
he
head
plays
of...
Drums he's, with
me. He's head
of... Yeah, he's the drum... He's a music director.
No, he's a music director. That's right. Yeah.
He plays drums.
And he was in Los Angeles the same time as us, too.
He was... He and I played the same clubs, and we never ran into each other. It's crazy. Well, we've gone over this like a main time. Bill and I somehow... And then he married Monty, who's from here.
Oh, man.
Who's friends with my cousins and shit. And Bill and I never met. And we ran in, and like, I was with my sister who knew Monty at French Press one morning. And Bill and I are just like best friends 15 minutes later. You know, I mean,
that's great.
He's
probably going to be there for life. You know, once people start working there,
he's great.
They don't leave. I mean, they don't want to leave.
No, their teacher retention rate is super high.
And a lot of them are graduates or they're highly trained at whatever they're doing. And
I actually asked Bill to be the drummer of my band. He declined because he's too busy.
I don't have a regular
band. Well, he can do it. You can just phone it in.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
No, but I love Bill. He's one of my favorite people in the world. And, I mean, I'm intimately involved with ESA.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, can't afford it for my kids, but you know, it's great.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think they're full right now anyway. So until they rebuild that upper school campus.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to ask is, so I was a musician, a roadie, and I got into computers, but how does a musician get into commercial real estate and why? Why real estate?
First of all, the short answer is it was about as random as anything on the planet. My dad, so my now wife, then girlfriend, got pregnant. And I, at some point, you know, along the line on tour, it was like, if I have a child, I'll never tour. I've just seen what that does. It's really... heartbreaking. It's just shitty, and you've seen it too. I mean, it's just not a good dynamic, and I didn't have the constitution to make it a good one. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I mean, that's it. No touring, you know, and I didn't know what the hell that meant.
Yep.
You know, I mean, I went and finished school and...
You went to UL.
I went to UL and finished in international relations and got, you know, I mean, ideally, I was really, I wrote a big thing on the Arab-Israeli conflict. It's kind of one of my little pet obsessions, but whatever. So, my son was going to be born, like, very, very soon, and I called Hammy Davis, who my dad hired out of law school.
Okay.
Hammy's very successful as a commercial realtor, but we were lawyers at
the
same time.
I've met Hammy several times, yeah.
Yeah,
he's... you know Hammy. Okay, yep. So...
Wonderful.
So he and my dad practiced law together, and dad was his mentor, you know, in law.
Okay.
And then Hammy, after my dad died pretty abruptly, you know, 25 years ago, and Hammy just kind of stayed in for a few years and then just got a bit disillusioned and got into commercial real estate and is the most successful commercial realtor in the country, or one of them anyway. So I had no idea about it. And basically I just said, well, Hammy knows everyone. I need a job. Mm. That's it. And that was 7 years ago.
And you've got connections. I mean, you've got so much family and
I do. And
that helps a lot.
Yeah. And, I know a lot of rich people.
Well, they're the ones that buy real estate.
That's right. I know a lot of people that buy buildings. Yeah.
I know. Everybody else rents.
and they still somewhat take me seriously. Uh-huh. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, those were the things I wanted to follow up on. I